Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Dear, that you said my name. And did you hear the love that she included in saying my name? It wasn't just perfunctory. It was like, oh, Dimitri, oh, Jody Messina. I'm in love. All right, so caller number five. I just hit my microphone and almost knocked off my little ducky from Nail City Cheap Club. Get in there. Thank you, Elvira. Who, by the way, happy ending. I think it was Bill's towing that helped her out, so that was great. Back to this. You just heard Jody Messina say my name, which is the important thing, but also fifth caller gets the name put into the big drawing tomorrow. This could be you. And so far, here are the number of callers that we have for this contestant here. This is unbelievable. All right. Fifth caller. Right now we have zero callers. We need the fifth caller. That would be five. All right. So phone number 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Fifth caller gets the name. Get the name, and then we put the big drawing in the drawings tomorrow. Yeah, this may be you. We got one caller. Hold on a second. Big Willie 105.5. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's your first name?
John.
John, where are you calling from?
Bridgeport, Ohio.
Bridgeport. Oh! Bridgeport, you've got a wonderful company there, Equipment and Tool. Get all your stuff from Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. Tell them Dimitri sent you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. You're caller number one. All right. So we have four to go. Well, the tension is building. It is building. It is mounting. The anxiety is breaking out in a flop sweat. Big Willie 105.5, hello.
It's John again.
You're number two also. It's the John contest. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Lori.
Lori, you're caller number three. Where are you calling from?
St. Clairsville.
All right, Lori, good luck to you. Gee, I wonder who caller four could be. Let's find out. Big Willie 105.5, hello.
John again.
Big Willie 105.5. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Who's there?
Hello?
Yes, who is this?
Lori.
Lori, could you turn the volume down in your radio, please? Because the feedback, there's a delay here.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. Lori, you're caller number five. Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you.
All right, now, Lori, I need your cell because we're going to be texting you some important information to make it official. Is it Lori, L-O-R-I?
No, it's L-O-R-R-Y.
L-O-R-R-Y. That's an odd spelling.
Yes.
All right, great. And your phone number?
740-7408.
Oh, slow down. 298?
3900.
I'll read that back to you. It's Lori, L-O-R-R-Y, 740-298-3900. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. After 9 o'clock, we'll get in touch with you. We'll get all the important information and include you in the drawing. All right?
Thank you.
Lori, congratulations. Thanks. By the way, I've got to ask you, Lori. Hello? 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 Jeez. God! I wanted to have a little conversation with her. A little, you know, just interacting, you know, just. She couldn't wait to get off the phone, but she's still a winner. So congratulations. Congratulations, Lori. Lori hung up on me. After she was a contestant, a finalist, she wouldn't even talk with me. She hangs up on me.
More than 30 seconds to talk to you is bad for your health.
Well, I.
Seriously. You know that, don't you? See, I could be one hell of a producer for you, but
oh,
it would cost you money.
No, it wouldn't cost me anything. It'd be Mr. Deep Pockets.
By the way,
isn't it great Mr. Deep Pockets cares greatly about solar power, but only in winter? Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that?
That's true. That is very true.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't worry about the snow and everything. It'll be gone by spring, and I believe in solar power. Oh, my God. All right. Thank you. Lori hung up on me. I was going to ask her, because it's an unusual spelling, L-O-R-R-Y, you know, was she named after a truck in England or something? Because that's what they call trucks in England. Lorries, they call them trucks. Oops, almost lost my duck there. But she hung up.
I get a lot of that from women. I really do. And also men. All right. I'm doing a show, aren't I? Yes. Oh, we'll go Richland Township. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. So let me turn this off. Things at 10. Yes, everything's still at 10. All right. So you can actually see the show, although if you ever want to see a train wreck, today would be as good a day as any to watch an absolute train wreck as my career swirling around the drain. And all sorts of different issues here with all sorts of different things, and I don't know what I'm doing. Tomorrow, though, we'll get everything set up right for tomorrow, although I will be here, for the big debate, and that is Ron Ferguson, State Rep Ron Ferguson, running for re-election against a former state senator who's now running against him for the House, and that's Frank Hoagland. And I get the sense they don't like each other very much. I get the sense that Ron Ferguson is Trump MAGA Nation. I get the sense that Frank Hoagland is more DeWine establishment Republicans. So I don't know. We'll see what's going to happen tomorrow. We've asked each candidate to send us. I'm burping as I'm trying to talk, and it's not easy, I must tell you. give me a second. Oh, yeah, that's better. So we've asked each candidate to give us a list of topics to discuss, and we're still waiting for all the candidates to send in their questions. So we've got all that. That's tomorrow. Big drawing tomorrow also for the tickets for the Jody Messina concert. Also to meet Jody Messina backstage before the concert. How cool is that? So all of that here, Big Willie 105.5, because we love you so much. And let's see, what else? Got Big Willie coming up here in just a little bit. I don't know if we're going to have another contestant, another winner between now and 9 o'clock. We might. Sometimes they'll schedule something in here and sometimes they won't. So stay tuned. I literally don't know. But if you hear that Jody Messina again saying, Dimitri, and fifth caller, then you'll have, you know, one last chance. Today's the last day of the contestants, you know, having the contestants. Tomorrow we draw the big winner. Johnny O is going to come in here, check all my levels, make sure they're all at 10, which they are, and then do whatever he's going to do. All right, so we've got that. Back to Richland Township. All right, so I warned you about these two treasurers, listen to me, trustees. God, trustees, focus, man, focus. Rick Farrell, who I've never had any problems with, and Jim DeNoble, who I also have never had any problems with. And the third trustee is Greg Clark, who I also have never had any problems with. I get along with everybody, because that's just the way I roll. But I was very concerned regarding this near million-dollar white elephant that the two township trustees, Farrell and DeNoble, voted for, taking COVID money, close to $1 million, not quite $1 million, but it's close enough that for radio, it's essentially roughly $1 million, a little bit less, but essentially roughly, to build this useless little building right by where they store, I guess, the salt and all the other road stuff there in Richland Township, not far from Ponzani's Landscaping. This $1 million in COVID money could have been used in so many better, wiser ways. Instead, they use it to build this useless building that is hardly ever used. And it just infuriated me to no end. There was a big debate that we had with the candidates, those two candidates when they were running, and one challenger, whose name now I've forgot. Stephen? My God, I forgot his name. In any event, the bottom line is that they won. All right, fair and square, they won. But then they ran to their buddy, David Bloom Dummy, to whine about me, how unfair I was to them. And then Bloom Dummy attacks me on his failing radio show on VA that hardly anybody ever watches, the Facebook live stream of that. Anyway, long story short, but they won fair and square. All right, fine. They wasted $1 million building this useless building. Okay, fine. The damage is done. In fact, we're going to be having a naming ceremony. We haven't told them yet, but we're going to have a naming ceremony for this building in Richland Township. It's going to be called the Farrell DeNoble Township Building. The Farrell DeNoble Township Building. Because they were the two trustees who voted to squander near $1 million of COVID money on this stupid, useless little building. Anyway. So, my wife, my current wife, Leslie, says, did you see what Rick Farrell posted on one of the St. Clairsville sites? And I said, no, I did not. I didn't. She sends it to me. And here's what Rick Farrell says. And again, I've never had a problem with him or DeNoble. But full disclosure, DeNoble's a neighbor of mine. He's across the street, up a couple of houses, always a fine neighbor. Never a problem with any of these guys. But here's Rick Farrell. Here's what he says. Richland Township residents, this is, I guess, from yesterday. We foresee significant challenges tomorrow, Sunday, in maintaining our services during the snowstorm. We recommend that you obtain all necessary items today, Saturday, and remain at home tomorrow, Sunday. If the snow commences at midnight, our crew will likely initiate operations around 6 a.m. Sunday morning. Our team will strive to maintain plowed roads, but accessing roads tomorrow will be difficult, tomorrow being Sunday. Due to our dwindling salt supply, we will utilize it judiciously in areas of absolute necessity. We appreciate your understanding and what promises to be an unprecedented storm for decades to come. Thank you. Well, I read that and I thought to myself, nah, I didn't read that right. I got to read it again. So I read it a second time. I said, no, I think I read it right the first time. Due to our dwindling salt supply, we will utilize it judiciously in areas of absolute necessity. We appreciate your understanding, blah, blah, blah. And I thought to myself, you know, this is winter here in the Upper Ohio Valley. Typically what happens in winter around here, it gets very cold and it snows a lot. This should not have come as a surprise to anyone, especially to the two trustees of Richland Township who voted to squander nearly $1 million of COVID money on this useless little building, 4,000 square feet, smaller than a Bed Bath & Beyond or whatever, or one of those stores at the mall, one of those bed stores at the mall, like 5,000 square foot storefront, near $1 million. And now Rick Farrell is saying that they have a dwindling salt supply and they're going to use it judiciously. I had to look that up, like really smartly, in areas of absolute necessity. Not for all areas in Richland Township that need it, that it's necessary, but only absolutely necessary. I thought to myself, you know, how much salt could we have bought for $1 million? I'm guessing we could have bought a lot of salt, a lot of those cans of Morton salt, you know, that you find at the bottom row there at Kroger. You buy a lot of those. Or salt like at the Rural King or at the Lowe's or whatever. $1 million could buy you a lot of salt, I would think. But instead, no, we've got this building, 4,000 square foot building for nearly $1 million. So I reached out to the three trustees. I sent one text message to all three. Only one answered. Greg Clark, good man. The only trustee who voted against this near $1 million white elephant. And I asked him, you know, we're giving out information about warming centers and all that, and I've not received anything from Richland Township saying that this new building is even going to be a warming center for all the taxpayers of Richland Township who helped pay for this white elephant. And he said essentially, well, they never really talked about it. And I said, well, how many snow plows do we have in Richland Township? Richland Township is one of the largest townships by landmass in the state of Ohio. That is not an exaggeration. And he said of the six vehicles, one is not working. Another one has some rocks in it because they do something with the roads with rocks. I don't know what. And the other four are essentially snow plows. For one of the largest land masses, townships in the state of Ohio. Four trucks with plows and salt. Four. But we're running out of salt. But they're going to use the salt only when it's absolutely, positively, totally necessary. But hey, we got a near $1 million building there. 4,000 square feet. And it's not even a warming center. Unbelievable.